What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
And JC, we deep in the mix right now, getting it done. At least we're not in shackles today, brother. We good.
Now you place any bets today, bro?
Negative, sir. Negative. Yo. I can't do that working for a team. I'll lose my job.
I know it's real. I know it's right, man. Don't bet on nothing, man. For real, though, it's crazy out here, man. I heard rumblings last night, kind of alluding to something coming. You know, of course, no names were mentioned, man. But to hear Chauncey Billups as one of those names, bro, that blew me right there, man. That's like of all the names. Like we knew about Terry Rozier's situation, right? But we thought he was cleared, but I guess not. And what Chauncey had going on with the poker, illegal poker, man. That sounds like a movie or something, bro.
Mm-hmm. And why is always Negroes dealing with the mob and illegal?
Yeah.
But why is always the same thing? Like, what are we doing?
Right. I wasn't surprised by Damon Jones. Damon Jones looks like
a sleazeball.
Yeah, that'd be up to no good, man. Like, I wouldn't trust Damon Jones with too much, bro.
No, bruh. It made my heart drop because I don't want to reveal stuff, but me and Chauncey Billups are close. We text.
Word.
So that means, like, my number and stuff is in some files now because we text.
That's crazy, man. Like I said, you just never know what people got going on, man. And you know, you're innocent until proven guilty, but for the FBI, man, to get involved and, you know, it's something. You know what I'm saying? It's something there, man, you know. And then I was talking to my brother about it, man, as far as, like, let's say, you know, Chauncey is found guilty of all charges. Like, what happens with, like, you know, the Hall of Fame situation? Like, even if he went in last year, like, they can't kick him out of the Hall of Fame, right?
It should be about the playing career, but you know how them folks are,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know how they make rules up as they go.
Exactly. Just to kind of, you know, prove a point or whatever, man. Like, of course, you know, he's probably going to get banned from the NBA forever, man.
Oh, he's done.
It's a shame. Yeah, because he's one of the greatest players of all time, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, tough, you know, man. For me, this is a hard topic because, you know, I'm cool with his brother, too. Three dudes on his staff I'm cool with.
Yeah.
So for me, it's hard because, but I got to report what I got. We got to report the news, but
yeah.
For me, it was like, man, I'm cool with this dude.
Right.
And I'm cool with his brother and the history of his sister coaches.
Yeah, man. That's tough, dog. You know, the stain on his reputation, stain on his career now, man, and a career that he worked so hard to have, man. You know, being the fact that everybody thought he was going to be a bust, you know, his first few years, man, and then all the years he had in Detroit winning the championship, man, and solidifying his name, you know. It's hard, bro. You know, as far as, like, you know, big shots, you know, it was Robert Horry, you know, and it was him, you know, as far as clutch shooting, man, you know, or guys you want to have the ball in their hands. So, and man, it's tough, bro. You know, man, I hope he finds, like I said, I hope it ain't true, but, you know, it ain't.
But also, good. Think about it, this FBI and DOJ, like, is this a distraction from what old boy got going on? Like, that's
oh,
also
yeah, you know it's all. It's all a grand scheme because, like,
I'm like, look who the director of the FBI. Look who the
exactly,
FBI,
man.
People who it's, are idiots. You know,
it's chess, not checkers, right? You know, it's a bigger plan in place. But my thing is, all right, if they're involved, cool. But release the pictures of all the other 27 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't just pin your focus on three black faces, man. Like, we need to see, you know, everybody involved, man.
Even Gilbert Arenas, it was the Israeli mob, but he was the only one that got the news coverage of Gilbert Arenas. Now,
yeah.
I don't like dude, but he's the only one put out there with him.
Right.
It wasn't the Israeli mobs he was supposedly playing the game with.
Right. Yeah. You know, Gilbert has come out and said, you know, he ain't got nothing going on with that, you know, but who knows, right? But the biggest shame of it is you're putting a stain on what was a great NBA opening, you know, night as far as the last two nights, man. You had great games and a great full slate of games last night, right? And this morning, man, like that's the headline now. So it pretty much smears kind of an opening week rollout that the NBA was hoping for, man.
You know, and I got a lot of texts today talking about. You know, they're worried because they play these illegal games too. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Yeah, I mean, so it's like, and you're in bed with, you know, all the gambling sites, man, FanDuel, DraftKings, man. So it's tough. It really is, man. Now, as far as what Chauncey was doing, you know, that's something different, right? But
it sounds like if that's true, it's like he owed them a favor.
Yeah, you know, like I feel like there was somebody that was kind of like the mastermind behind that. I don't think Chauncey was the one that came up with that idea. Like, it was something.
Yeah, it sounded like to me just using my hood sense.
Yeah.
That's a favor. Oh, wow, you got to owe me.
Yeah.
And you got to do this for me.
Right. And then you're taking advantage of guys who I call, like, the jock sniffers, right? Guys that just want to be around athletes or say they play cards with a Chauncey Billups and others. So you're taking advantage of guys like that, man. And like I said, you know, you just never know what's going on with people, man, you know, or their motives for doing it. But, bro, why would you even risk that, man? You know, risk really ruining your whole – everything you built in your career, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my only thing about it. Like, you know, like yeah, it seems like to me, but the thing about it is – a lot of NBA guys go to the mob to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's what happens.
Yeah.
When they overextend themselves.
Right.
They turn up for that fast money to get by, saying, I can pay you back. Once I start getting my checks, then things snowball.
Yeah, man.
Then you owing favors.
Right on, yeah. I can see that. I can see a scenario like that happening, you know, and then will there be others, you know, involved in the future as well as coming down as far as arraignments and things of that nature, man. I'm surprised. I guess I'm happy, but I'm surprised that Malik Beasley's name.
When I tell you, I wake up to my phone going crazy, my work phone and my personal phone, I'm like, what? Because I'm tired from opening night.
Right.
I'm out of steam for opening night, and I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, I can't even process all this. Everybody asks what's going on, and I said, look, I just woke up. Mm-hmm. I had opening night. I really wasn't locked in on nothing else but Open at Night. You know, and then to this morning, like my phone going crazy. I'm like, look, I mean, I don't know. I don't have
right.
answers. I'm just as confused as you are.
Yeah, man. You know, it was definitely, you know, breaking news everywhere, man. Like Breakfast Club, man, everybody reporting the story, man. So it was definitely a wild day, man.
And then, of course, you know, the tap dance did what he did.
Oh, yeah. Trump is coming. Trump is coming.
Hey, you notice how he's his pivot that he's trying to show his true color? The pivot where he's really on his right wing rift even harder. I can say it to you in text, bro. He has Jason Whitlock with a bigger platform and skinny. And the same dude.
And it's funny they hate each other. That's so
yes.
funny. Yes. Yeah.
And the same freaking dude.
Yeah. When you break it all down, they really are, man. They got so much in common.
That's really why they hate each other. It's all thing because, you know, and they both went the right wing grift. Because for a long time, old boys say, I'm a fiscal conservative but social moderate, which that's code for Republican light anyway.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
He would
yeah.
always tell, he was telling you what he was a long time.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, we've been knowing what time
people,
it is,
but
right?
people never
yeah.
would be like, nah, he a brother. Not. No. Fiscal conservative,
yeah.
social moderate is Republican yeah. light at best.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, like I said, Stephen A., he's got his coming as far as his humble episode is coming, right? The only other time I remember him being humble was when he got fired from ESPN back in the day, right? You remember that?
When he had to go for that 1 year, go work his box.
Yeah,
and then they made like, him come back and do local radio as punishment.
Yeah, he was so humble, man, so down to earth. Even when I talked to him then, bro, but yeah, man, like I said, his time is coming, man. Have you ever met Whitlock?
No, but I've met Stephen A. Moon.
Yeah,
see, Robin Moon. I met that Joker. I've seen when he has come to Atlanta.
Yeah.
He's always act like he's bit better than people. And I'm like, he's not what you think he is. Now, younger Stephen A was more easy. Now that he became this character, this WWE wrestling character, you can't really pierce him.
Yeah.
The last time he acted halfway normal, keyword, halfway normal, when I saw him, 2015, it's called finals when the Hawks played the Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last time he acted halfway normal.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Chris Haynes. It was all his name was halfway normal.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're characters.
Right. Right.
You can't approach them. You
yeah,
know?
Crazy, bro. Yeah.
You know, so yeah, bro, like he getting his, but yeah, man, like, did you see what Jasmine Crockett yesterday clapped back at him by saying his name?
No, I missed it, man.
She clapped back at him by saying his name. Then he gonna say, "I was trying to make her better." He gave him a half-hearted apology about it.
Yeah, I thought it was an apology. Yeah,
but that's why she clapped back at him. But she ain't mentioned dude's name.
Mm-hmm.
But she was talking about his butt, but didn't even say his name.
Straight up, y'all gotta go back and check that out, man.
Yeah, people like this who say things and speak out of school because this is my thing, bro. Look at politics right now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Memphis, your city. There are people in Memphis who talked about the crime being so bad, but crime was going down in Memphis.
Right.
Now
right.
you open the door for these people to come and rain terror on your city.
Right.
Now you're quiet as a church mouse.
Man, and you know what's crazy about that, bro? I ain't seen them. I ain't seen the National Guard.
They downtown.
I was downtown yesterday. I ain't seen them nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, are they just popping up in like secret locations or something, man?
Yes.
It's like, I haven't seen them nowhere, man. Now, of course, I've seen a heavier police presence on the street as far as the sheriffs and everything, and that, like traffic stops, right? But as far as like an actual troop, an actual National Guard, I ain't seen them nowhere, bro.
Yeah, but they mostly hanging around downtown in the tourist areas of Memphis.
Yeah,
but the fact my problem is with people let this in. and didn't and I don't know how you feel about it. I'm not seeing much pushback down there. So I think they's taking it.
It's been pushbacks, been protests, but it's nothing that, you know, of course, the mayor, he can't do anything about it because, you know, it's above his head, right? So mainly the whole city's objective has been, like, we're going to cooperate with, you know, the federal government, with the troops that's coming in and everything, man. You know, like I said, but, yeah, like I said, crime was already down, you know, but, of course, Trump has to put on this big spectacle because guess what? Guess what's coming up? In 2026,
if we have an election,
we got the midterms, right?
If,
right at this point, so he has to put on this big spectacle, right, just for the Republicans to control power, you know, in the House and the Senate, and you know, it's all like I said, you know what America is right now, bro. You know what it feels like. You ever played or seen Three Card Monty?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I feel like we're in a big state of Three Card Monty right now. You know what I'm saying? Where it's all, you know, watch the ball. Where'd it go? You know what I'm saying? It's all a big distraction at this point, distracting you from what's really going on, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what I called it, brother? Idiocracy.
Yeah, big time, bro. It's like, you know, like I said, it's just a big distraction going on, trying to keep you, you know, from focusing on what's really important, what really matters. And, you know, these ICE raids that are going on, man, snatching up, you know, our brown brothers and sisters, man. This is just a test because, you know, they want to snatch up us next.
Yes. You know, and that's why they want to get rid of birthright citizenship.
Exactly.
To say, no, y'all shouldn't be here. Go back to where, could send you back to wherever.
Exactly.
And you saw what it is. They want to make it where it's easier to get white refugees into this horrible criminal enterprise and cut off the black and brown. So, mm-hmm. And like, and for those who say he's not a white supremacist, he's not racist, you're willfully ignorant and blind because you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Everything mm-hmm. points to that. And JC, that's why I'll say it again. I don't want to say, but I'm going to say it. It's hard for me to trust certain people, certain hues right now. Because
mm-hmm.
you might hee-hee-ha-ha my face, but you push the button for him.
Mm-hmm.
Or you mm-hmm. go to your church on Sunday, you're getting reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'll say it. As a guy I used to respect in the media, Tim Brando, find out what he was.
Yeah.
Remember, he's on CBS, all the music.
Yeah, CBS, yeah, SEC, yeah.
But your partner's always a black. Mm-hmm. But this is how you feel about politically, which harms. That's why it's hard for me now, JC. It really is.
Yeah.
I really have to have that talk with you to know where you stand if you're not black.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, I just ain't got time for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how good of a heart you say you have.
Right.
If you support right. this, your heart can't be that good because you're okay with this.
Exactly.
You're okay exactly. with the delicious terror. Like, I had a friend who's Italian who's mm-hmm. a Trump loving. I had to cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cool dude.
Right.
But politically.
Right.
He don't align with what
right.
it's us.
Right.
But he grew up around nothing but us.
Mm-hmm.
Went to North Carolina A&T. All that good stuff.
Which wow.
You went to school, yeah. You grew up around, your dad was a cafeteria dude at FINT.
Mm-hmm.
Around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grew up, this is how you think?
Crazy, bro.
So it's like, I was told him, don't call me no more.
Yeah.
I can't.
It'd be like that.
We can't know what to talk about. So yeah,
it'd
bro.
Be like that. Yeah. It'd
so
be like that, bro.
That's why I like, bro, I'm at a point that, look, either you with me or you not, I don't care if you're black, brown, or white. Mm-hmm. If I found out you are against me and my humanity, bye.
Yeah. Straight like that, man.
So I love that I've cut down some friends and people who I find out who they really are.
Exactly.
But yeah, JC, like, yeah. Bro, like, it's crazy, brother. Between Chauncey and Frozier and Stephen A. Coon and you know, and Jasmine Crockett, what's going on in your city, man? It's wild. But we gotta be truth tellers. The independent media, we gotta tell truth.
Mm-hmm. Somebody gotta do it, man.
No doubt. Well, brother, I will see you tomorrow this weekend, brother. I've been coming in for 20 years, people, and then how it never happened to me. Me and that season been all over the city of Memphis. From Get Well to Shelby.
Don't believe the hype, man.
To Winchester. Hey, we been good.
What y'all say? We good in the West? Man, we good. We good in Memphis, man. We good, man.
So, brother, I'll see you tomorrow, my guy.
All right, my guy. All right, boss.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.